This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ethiopian officials say the chief of staff of the army has been shot. However, there are no details on his condition or where the shooting occurred exactly. The reported incident at the defense official came hours after what officials described as an attempted coup in Ethiopia's Amhara state. Residents in the capital say that they heard heavy gunfire. It is unclear who was behind the unrest. U.S. President Trump says that he is delaying a nationwide sweep to deport people living in the United States illegally. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It starts, you know, during the course of this next week, maybe even a little bit earlier than that.
That's what President Trump told reporters as he headed off to Camp David Saturday morning. But a couple of hours later, he tweeted that he was delaying the operations for 2 weeks at the request of Democrats. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi responded with her own tweet saying the delay is welcome and would provide time to work on comprehensive immigration reform, adding families belong together. Earlier, President Trump laid out what he expects to see.
We need Congress to fix the loopholes and fix asylum, and we will have the cleanest border there is.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
U.S.-Iran tensions continued to escalate Saturday as Iran warned it would react sharply to any perceived aggression against it. Then U.S. President Trump vowed to impose more sanctions on the Islamic Republic. Mr. Trump said military action against Iran is still a possibility.
It's always on the table until we get this solved. Yeah, we have a tremendously powerful military force in that area. It's always on the table until we get this solved. Thank you.
He spoke with reporters at the White House before leaving for the Camp David, at one point saying that as soon as Tehran agreed to renounce nuclear weapons, he's going to be their best friend. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.